Corinthians 11, and we're going to just look at one verse. And if Rachel would have kept her mouth shut, she could have gotten the moon. Man, that's too bad. Okay. Just want to look at one verse. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse number 16. We looked at the first beginning part of chapter 11 here a couple weeks ago, and just with time didn't really get to verse number 16, but verse number 16 is kind of a midpoint, obviously, of the chapter by verses, but it's where he kind of shifts thoughts, okay? And he's trying to bring about what he's trying to say. And just in remembrance, he talks about authority. And he talks about how God, Christ is subject unto God. Men are subject unto Christ and women unto men. And he establishes this line of authority, and then he begins to talk about hair. And the purpose for which he's talking about hair is not to for us to be able to go around with a measuring tape and measure how long everybody's hair is and that there's a specific length. But the purpose of what he's trying to establish is that God has established this to be a sign of order, that women would look like women and that they would be subject unto men that look like men. Amen? And that's important. And I'd say, especially in the day we live, it's important that we would fulfill the God-given roles that He's established for us. And God created us the way He did for a purpose and by design. And He wants us to fulfill the roles. And sir, the greater I fulfill the role and the greater you fulfill the role that God's given you to play, the greater glory you're going to bring unto God. And that should be the focus and the desire of each and every one of us, is to fulfill the glory of God in our lives. And the same would be for women as well. As the greater I fulfill the God-given role that He has given me, I am going to bring greater glory unto God. And that's how He's designed it, and that's how things actually work. You need to understand, things work by God's design, whether you like it or not. He's going to have the final word and have the final say on the matter, and we need to do it by God's purpose and plan. And then He's going to, and we're not going to get into this, He's going to be talking about, that's in their personal lives. Then He's going to be talking about their congregational lives as a church and as an assembly in the latter part of a chapter. But right in the middle of those two, He puts this verse number 16. And it applies to the very subject He's talking about. He's trying to help them understand this in verse number 16. He says, "But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God." If any man seem to be contentious, well, what exactly is to be contentious? And we've talked about this and we've discussed it, and I didn't assume I'd have a lot of time, so I didn't bother pulling it out. But you remember the idea of this tug of war. Remember, we had a tug of war rope when we were talking about contention, and it's you on one end and someone else on the other, maybe God on the other end or another child of God on the other end, and you're just pulling. And that's the idea of contention. It's pulling to get your way and striving to get your way, and so we are not to have this kind of contention. And he says this: so if anybody seems to be contentious, if anybody is just pulling on that rope, pulling and striving for their own way, as opposed to God's ordained way, we have no such custom. So we can say like this, that when it comes to the way we do things around the house of God, when it comes to the way we do things in our Christian life, and when it comes to the way we do things and the manner in which we walk and the communication that we have in this world, I am not to be contentious towards God. I'm not to be pulling in a different direction, that there is to be no contention. It should literally be the matter that I see how God has ordained it to be, I see how God has designed it to be, and I submit myself to the ordination and to the design of God, that I do the best of my ability, do my work, do my best to fulfill the will of God in my life, and not to strive against it, to pull against it, or to try to get my own way out of it. And many times that can be the case. And he says this, he says, listen, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. He said that's just not the way it's supposed to operate. And that word custom means practice. It means a frequent repetition of the same act. It means it means an established manner or a habitual practice. And he says, listen, when it comes to us knowing how God has ordained things to be and how we practice them, we are not contentious against the way things God has ordained them to be as. In fact, there is no custom that says, listen, I'm just going to do it my way. I'm going to have it my way. I know what God's way is. I know what God's design is, but I'm going to do it my own way. We live in a world that is that way. No, I'm telling you right now, when we look back at the design of authority that God has designed and the role of authority and the role that God has asked men and women to play in His line of authority, I'm telling you, this world fights tooth and nail. And right now, we just got done celebrating Pride Month, that everybody's just going to be what they woke up in the morning deciding they were going to be. And they're fighting continually against God's purpose and design of their very created lives. They're in a continual struggle, and there is a continual power struggle between what they want to be and what God has designed them to be. And God, and Paul just said this, within the house of God and among the church of God and among the churches of God, we don't have that kind of custom. It's okay in this world that does not know Christ and doesn't try to honor God and doesn't seek to glorify God. They can go out and live and have whatever custom they want and decide they can be whatever they want to be. But when we who know Christ and name the name of Christ and claim to have salvation of Christ, when we come together in the house of God to form a church and to form an assembly, listen, we aren't here to fight about what God's ordained. We aren't here to fight about what God's word has said. We aren't at all wondering, well, I wonder who's an authority around here. There's no question about it. There's no contention about it. There should be no strife about it. We should have no custom. And I think that's something we need to get in our mind, that when someone comes in with strife, someone comes in contention, and maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. And maybe it's you. And we can create strife sometimes, and we can create contention sometimes. And you say, well, I'm not confused about whether I'm a man or a woman. I understand. But listen, in all things, we have no such custom. And it's never okay that we would have strife and contention in the house of God over the things that God's ordained. You say, well, I just don't agree with that. I don't like this, or I see it a different way. All right, that's fine. All right, but here's the reality that when we come together as a group of believers, this sometimes takes place. Sometimes I've got to humble myself to you, and you've got to humble yourself to me. That just takes place. I mean, it's just a reality that if we're not going to have contention and we're not going to have strife, there are going to have to be some concessions. In fact, you go over to 1 Peter in chapter number 5, and it just says, "Listen, yea, all of you, be subject one to another." And you say, well, what is it talking about? It's talking in direct context to a church and to a group of people, to a flock. And the problem, listen, is when someone says, listen, this is what the Word of God says, and someone else says, no, we don't want to do it that way. We want to do it another way. Understand, every time, guess who wins? The Word of God. The Word of God, every time. It's not about your way or my idea or your idea. No. That's so we go to the Word of God, and where's the Word of God leading, and where's the Word of God directing? And if you say, well, I don't know that we have direct direction of the Word of God in this particular scenario. I mean, I think there's some scenarios that are out there. And I'd say you're right. There are some scenarios that are out there. But I tell you what will not be glorifying unto God within the church is when someone says, well, this is a scenario where I get to choose a preference, and somebody chooses their preference in such a way, and someone chooses their will in such a way, and their desire in such a way, and they prefer their way so much that it creates contention among a whole church. I'll tell you who's not glorified in that at all. God. No, you might get your way. And everybody else might say, okay, they're not budging, so I guess we're going to have to humble ourselves. But I'll tell you, even though everybody humbled themselves to you, God received zero glory at all. But you got your way. And Paul just looks at them and says, listen, when God's ordained something, we just don't have any contention about it at all. When God's established something, it's just kind of like a fixed point. And for a child of God and for a church, we look at that fixed point and say, well, that's settled. Well, I mean, that's just an unmovable. We're not arguing about this. We're not struggling about this. We're not confused about this. We're not having contention about this. We're going to let God be glorified in this, though. And we're going to do our very best to strive for the goal of God receiving glory instead of me getting my way. Because we have no such custom, neither the churches of God, that there would be contention among believers. We don't. We say, well, that's among us here, but that's not against, you know, those Presbyterians and those Catholics, and you even preached about them this morning. No. I'm just telling you, it should be your manner of life that you're not going to be striving with people. We can discuss things, and we can have differences of opinion, and you can be wrong if you want to be, you know, but I'm not going to go out and try to just create strife. And we can be really good at fighting. We can be really good at it. We can be experts at contention if we wanted to be. But God just said, listen, you're part of a church? There's no such custom. Inside of a church, we just don't have it. We are just simply, we're not going to allow it. It's just going to be part of who we are. It's not going to be allowed. Amen. And when we come to a point where there's contention, I'm just telling you, what we need to do is just stop and just say, we probably all pray. Because listen, one or both of us is not following the Spirit of God. No. We probably ought to stop. And you don't make any decisions, and I won't make any decisions, because it wasn't about our decisions to begin with. It was us seeking what God's mind was. And that's what we should always be seeking. And I'm just telling you, it'd be better for the children of God to, when there comes to any point before anybody loses their mind and gets it mad and angry and storms out, that we would stop and that we would seek the mind of Christ. I'll just tell you, before I've had times where I thought I knew exactly the right thing to do, and I was wrong. I mean, anybody else is like that? I mean, you were just convinced of what the right thing to do is, and then it turns out that you got going in it, and man, you're just wrong. I've had things I've started, and then my wife's my Holy Spirit, amen. And she said, "This is a bad idea." No, it's a great idea, amen. I mean, tiny houses and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fantastic. And it's a bad idea. And I'm just telling you, you know, if we would sometimes stop just demanding our own way, I'm not saying she's right about everything either. She's had a few times herself. She's just not up here talking. She's more right than I am. In fact, this last week at camp, we were talking about schedule and changing the schedule. And me and Brother TJ were like, let's just keep the same old schedule. Let's not mess with it. Let's just move ahead. And it's going to cool off in the week. And Rochelle and Heather, we were on this group text together. They were like, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. And I woke up the next morning after we discussed it. And her and I had discussed it. And I just said, I got on the text. And I was like, generally, when my wife thinks it's things with the kids is a good idea and I don't, I end up feeling like a jerk later on when I don't take her advice. So whatever you girls want to do is fine with me, you know. But that's just really a reality, is we just think, no, I'm just going to do it my way, my way, my way, my way. And I'm telling you, for a child of God, we should always be seeking God's way, God's way, God's way, God's way. And if there's ever a point in a church, if there's ever a point in your home, listen, let us just have the mentality and the desire and the purpose of life that we are not going to have contention. I'm not going to be a part of contention. I'll pray with you. I'll wait. I'll be patient. Listen, we'll just not do anything. But what we're not going to have is contention. We're just not going to have that. It's not going to be a custom around here. In fact, the custom is anything but contention. And that should be a heart's desire of a church that desires and a person that desires to glorify God. Let's have our heads bowed and our eyes closed this evening.